Some of the topics we're learning about include the following: reasons for the unique prayers and procedures during a fast that was declared for drought, what type of person should address the people, and what should they say to inspire repentance, who should be the shliach tzibur, the person who leads the prayer on a fast day, the order of the prayers and shofar blasts that accompany the Shemini Esrei, including the extra prayers that are added as part of the fast day service, the difference between the prayers inside and outside the Beis HaMikdash. Some of the key terms and counts that we learned about include sheretz, one of eight small creatures listed in the Torah whose carcasses transmit tumah, ritual impurity. 40 sa, the minimum required amount of water to validate a mikvah for immersion from tumah. In einen amen b'mikdash, we did not respond amen in the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, the people would respond baruch shem kivay machusay leilam v'ed to the blessings recited there.